In the first reading from the letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, we have this famous passage about the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. And that's why the psalm is about a tree producing fruit. The just man is like a tree planted by the water, produces fruit in season, huh? Leaves never fail, from Psalm 1. I want to talk about the gospel, but I want to just point out to you what a sad thing this is. See, if you are guided by the Spirit, you're not under the law. John of the Cross, good friend of St. Teresa's, in fact, her spiritual director, I want to tell you a funny story about St. Teresa. She tells on herself, you know. As the reading pointed out, very forthright, honest person. So, the first time she brought Juan de la Cruz to the convent, the little fellow, all the nuns made a big fuss over her. It's her spiritual director. And she said, and I was jealous. Lord, when are you going to have mercy on us? Look what a mess we're in. It was, I get a kick out of that, you know, just because she's so, who cares, who knows, I've got to get rid of this. I like that about her. So, we've got these works of the flesh. It's sad, isn't it? Immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry. Now we get into idolatry, sorcery. Hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. Our civilization. You see where we're at? You see, this is the potential. We're not Adam, see? We're not beautiful and whole and, you know. We're Adam after the fall and after, I don't know, a million years, who knows, of human life. This is our culture. Whatever happened? Where's the preaching of the gospel? Where's the power of the word? Where are the power... How come? We have a lot to answer to the Lord for. Why didn't we help? Look at the mess we're in now. And then the fruit, one fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is one. It's like the text we had a few weeks ago in 1 Corinthians 13. Agape is one thing. But it radiates out through the whole of the human personality, revealing God. The fruit of the Spirit is like that. That's why, you see, the first thing is love. That's the first fruit. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, faithfulness to the Lord and to each other and to our friends and to our family. Faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. It's a little bit broader, but I mean, the main thing is in regard to sexual desire, but self-control. Against such, there is no law. John of the Cross, as I started to tell you, then I thought I'd read the text first. He has this game. You've seen the Mount Carmel, the picture of Mount Carmel. And these vices are on the sides, and up the middle you go, climbing the mountain, right up the middle. And it's work. And at the top, at the very top of the mountain, there is this line, aquí no hay ley. Here, there is no law. You don't need a law. The Holy Spirit's moving you, and he's got a passage in his commentary on Romans, but he talks about those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. What does it mean to be led by the Spirit? I'm going to quote it by memory, but it's important. Just listen. Now, John of the Cross is going to give a definition of normality. And this is his definition of normality. Every movement of our body, imagination, emotions, and spirit is under the Holy Spirit. That's normal. Can you imagine? Just think of the art that would be produced. I just thought. All of our being, our imagination, our memory, our drives, our emotions. Oh my goodness, think of the lives, think of the families, think of the... That's normal. Problem is, we're so little normal. But, and he says himself, it's hard to, you know, we're so weak and stupid. And this is after he's gone through the dark night of the soul and everything else, you know, and he's just dying to get to heaven and see God. You know, that's enough. But, I don't know why I'm talking about John of the Cross. It's Teresa's feast day, but you get the... They're okay. She's not jealous now. But because they were great friends, and of course in the Carmelite tradition, Teresa is considered the master, and John the second, you know, actually. But you see that? I mean, like, a real... And you see when somebody is holy... They're attractive. Look at how many people just love Mother Teresa or John Paul. Or that's God's idea of a real human being. So that's what our Lord is after in the gospel. Woe to you, poor guys. You know, you're paying tithes and all that stuff. That's good. You should do that. That's good. You shouldn't overlook that. But you don't pay any attention to judgment, really, like justice, uprightness, and love for God. That's the point. That's the point. So what do we need? We need zeal. We need desire for God. By golly, reminds me of a Brother Raymond. I can't tell you all about him because time's up. But I want to tell you this about him. He was the strongest man I ever worked with. And I was pretty strong myself in those days. I used to be able to carry 196 pounds of cement around. This, you know, two bags of 98 pounds cement. You didn't have to do that, but I kind of liked to show off. And so I did it. Well, Raymond left me in the dust. He was strong. We used to work together. Well, he picked me up in his old green pickup truck when I came home from Rome with all my degrees, and because we were close, you know. So he's driving home in his old truck, and I said to him, "Well, how's it going, bro?" And he took his hands, I mean, like as big as two of mine, and he whacked the steering wheel, and he said, "I made up my mind, prayer life or bust." And he had a prayer life. Wow. He had a prayer life. He could kneel for an hour or two, motionless, with his cape, big brown cape, just the fingers of his cape and the knuckles. Right, and he would just kneel there for hours. So one day he went out on a trip. We'd send him out because we knew he'd come back. And he came back and he called up and said, "Look, I'm sick." They went and got him, brought him back, and Father Mark, who's a medical doctor as well, said, "Bro, it's not good. The whole back of your heart is just expanded. You know, there's, you're going to die." He said, "Okay, fine. Get the abbot. Let him anoint me." So the abbot came and anointed him. Brother Raymond folded his hands like this and died. You see? That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. That's what comes from paying attention to righteousness and love for God.